Jim Taylor on WMJ, WMJ.com. Let's head over to Sherrard High School and talk to Caden Colbury. He's a senior and kind of winding his way through this pandemic school year. So Caden, how have you been dealing with all this? I know we're still in the middle of some strange times, that's for sure.
Yeah, so at Sherrard, we've been doing a block schedule system where we have A days and B days, and just like every other student, I've been doing my best to keep up with that.
I know you're involved in media production, daily announcements through STV, which is Sherrard TV, things of that nature. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in that.
Well, on STV, it's the school news and all that, so I am a anchor and help out with the production of all the shows for STV. And so every morning announcements, I go up there with a partner, and I talk about school happenings and news and what's going on. Granted, this year there's not too much going on, considering COVID-19 and whatnot, but we try our best with what we got.
All right, so are you, I have to ask you here, Caden, are you speaking to me in your TV voice right now?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, because I'm speaking to you in my radio voice, but I tell people my regular voice and my radio voice, I think, are pretty much the same. All right, you've had some fun this school year because you ran on the cross-country team at Sherrard, and they had a really banner season in the fall. What about that?
Oh, it was actually really great. It was one of the only sports we could really do due to COVID, because we're outside, we're spread out. And granted, I wasn't really the best runner of the team, but Jacob Belha was our star runner, and when our coach told us to get something done, he got it done, and it was really great to be on a team with him. So
now were you a four-year cross-country kid? Did you do it all 4 years? And even though you say you didn't run like Belha, who I know won every race this past school year, which is such a testament to what type of year he had, still, you had to have a pretty good season. So what about your development, I guess, in the sport?
Well, I actually missed out on freshman year, which was really disappointing in hindsight because it was so much fun. But a friend actually pulled me in sophomore year, and then I ran it ever since. And, yeah, but I had a pretty good season, too. Nothing near Belha, though.
He winning every race is really a testament, especially when you win the sectional and the regional, too. And then, you know, you hope to transition to track. Now, I'm feeling pretty good about, I think, some of the traditional spring sports like baseball and softball, and I think track and field have a pretty good chance to happen here in 2021. Now, are you a distance runner in track from that cross country, or what are some of the events you look to compete in that sport?
Really just distance for me. Other people are doing distance and sprints and whatnot, but I'm not as focused on the track regimen, I guess, as some other students I know.
At least you're honest about it. But anyway, we hope that you have a season over at Sherrard. And then just kind of summing up, you know, we began our conversation today just talking a little bit about what you've gone through, you know, the senior class specifically. Now, I know all students are dealing with it, whatever grade they're in. But for seniors, it's a little bit different because this is kind of it for high school. How tough has that been, not getting some of these regular activities that the senior class is supposed to get every year, and you're kind of missing out on that?
I won't lie, it has been a bit odd seeing what senior year is like, at least this year. But, you know, for what we do have, I am glad that we can do some of the things we are allowed to do. Because even though COVID-19 and all those regulations are happening, Sherrard, I think, is really doing a lot for the students that, with what they can give, they're giving a lot to the students, especially people like me.
All right, and Caden, as we wrap up, I know we were talking to you a little bit off the air about your plans next year, and we really don't need to get into kind of what schools you're considering. But, you know, do you think you might be interested in looking at something media-wise with your background at, you know, our TV, or is that something that you, you know, just really enjoy doing, and at high school that's going to be it for you? Or you're looking at potentially maybe getting in the field of media as you move along?
Well, I actually have considered that, and I really do enjoy media. I think once I hit college, I'll probably end up doing something on the side involving it, unless, obviously, I don't know what the future has to hold for me. Maybe I will change my mind along the way and then go full head first into the media field. But as of right now, it's really just more of a hobby.
All right. Look for Caden Colbreeze on Shavar TV. That's STV with his TV voice. Caden, thanks for helping us out, and have a good rest of your senior year.
And no problem. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.